But we are graced with the presence of Joel Kyle Jr. and the lovely Corinne West. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
All right. Glad to see you guys could make it. I was a little bit worried there at the last minute, but...
We were burling up the canyon just to see you.
All right. So you guys are going to be performing here in the area. I guess you'd call it the area. Certainly within our listening area down in Davis at Bill Wagman's House Concerts. And Wesley, did you get the phone number for that?
Yes, I did. Hey, I bet you he's tuning in. Hi, Bill. Bill does some great programming in KDVS. And I do have a phone number. I'll throw that out right now for time one, as in 530-753-3472. And that's his the Wagman House Concert Series in Davis.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun, I'll bet. Okay, Corinne, let's see. Both of you live down in the Marin area, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how long have you been playing music?
I've been full-time at this for about 4 years now.
4 years, but before that you were...
Before that I did music part-time, and I had my hands in metal and glass. I was designing in metal and glass and then doing glass artwork, so it's always
really?
Been in the arts, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that in your bio, so
yeah,
that's informative.
We got to keep some stuff out of there. But I was up there. I spent a lot of one of my hometowns is up in Plumas County, up in Quincy.
Right.
So I moved down to the Bay Area from there.
So what got you started with playing guitar and getting interested in this kind of music that you do?
Well, I think that, honestly, my mom used to sing me to sleep. I think if you're talking about started, mm-hmm. and she always would sing me to sleep with stories. And so I think that that's where it got ingrained in me. I'm interested in, like most people, I'm interested in hearing a story. And the Americana music has a tendency to be full of stories of all kind of different vectors if you're going over into bluegrass or blues or country. So I think that's a big part of it, actually.
Yeah, I've always liked story songs, too.
I sometimes
get lost in some of the poetic stuff, but the story songs really turn me on. So you were busking for a while, I understand. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that while you were in high school, or?
Yeah, I kind of learned my original performance chops on the street with an open guitar case.
All right.
It's true.
But somewhere along the line, though, you got discovered or discovered yourself, obviously. So.
Well, after that, I was in a number of bands. All of which were in California, and. What happened is the bands at one point would always end up breaking up, or there'd be conflict in the band for whatever reason. And
some things never change.
Yeah, and I got to a point where I wanted to see what I could do with music, and I realized the only way to do that was to pretty much have it be kind of my scene in terms of I was writing and relying on myself as opposed to being in a democratic band situation. Because mm-hmm. they just kept blowing up, and so that was pretty much the catalyst. So I wanted to see what could be done. And so it's 4 years later on that path.
All right. Well, you know, we played a track off of your first CD a little bit ago. I don't know if you were able to listen to it on the way up here. But I think our listeners would probably like to hear something from you right now, perhaps.
Let's do it.
So you could get an idea of what they'd be in store for tonight if they happen to make it to that house concert.
Oh, well, you got it.
So what are you going to do?
What tune you played earlier, so we don't play the same one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did I play?
We were going to play Amelia for you.
Yeah, I didn't do that one.
All right.
No.
How about that? Green Light. Well, this one is a story that comes out of the Feather River area. Most of the material that I do, Dennis, I write myself, but there have been a few amazing songs that... that I found by a friend who's just in the next set of mountains over up there in the Plumas Mountains, named Joe Tomaselli, and he wrote this number, and I fell in love with it and recorded it on my first record, and it is about a prostitute who worked at the turn of the century on the Feather River up there in the gold mines. It's called Amelia. 1, 2, 3. I started out in the wrong key, Dennis. I need you to find me. Just one find, probably like, you know, $5. Sorry, Joe. 3, 4. Amelia has a way about her, dearest of loving daddy's daughter. Oh, oh. Oh, Amelia. She's always been a clever child, somewhere on the other side. quite a while. Don't get cold, well, don't get lost, Amelia. Amelia warms the shakes and the shivers out of the miners on the Feather River, looking for gold. Fill her purse, it's a lusty life, it's a miner's curse. Saint Amelia has a way about her, dear is the love and daddy's daughter. Oh, 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 Amelia. Came here as a girl, she was shining like sunlight on a wisdom's pearl. No, oh, oh, she was such a lovely sight. A miner's life is a mighty hard life, with too much cold and a red-headed wife. But oh, oh, she was such a lovely sight. Amelia warms the shakes and the shivers out of the miners on the Feather River, looking for gold. Fill her purse, it's a lusty life, it's a miner's curse. Oh, and the shivers out of the miners on the Feather River, looking for gold. Fill her purse, it's a lusty life, it's a miner's curse. Saint Amelia didn't stay that long, she was still a girl when she left town. But my, 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 what a sight. She still had her wits about her, all the gold the ruby left and bought her. The rich bar boys, they're pining for Amelia. Amelia warms the shakes and the shivers out of the miners on the Feather River, looking for gold. Fill her purse, that's a lusty life, it's a miner's curse. Saint Amelia has a word about, dear is the loving daddy's daughter. Oh, 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 Amelia. Yeah.
All right. All right. Corinne West. Nice stuff.
Thank you.
All right. That's really great. Wesley, what do you think about that?
Was that from your first package?
That is. That's mm-hmm. from the first album. That one's called Amelia.
Oh, yeah. That'd be about right about that time that you came on KVMR way back when on my show.
That's it. You were one of the first. You were the first person to invite me over here at KVMR West.
Cool.
Yep. What I don't know honor. If we had met at Strawberry before that or after that, but I remember somewhere in there a couple times bumping into you, and we had a good time.
It was about that era, yeah. That's back when, I guess, it was about the time I was just really getting to know the Waybacks and all that crowd, and, you know, about then. And you were always, where'd you cross paths with those guys?
I at Strawberry? Initially met Joe over at the Kate Wolf Festival. It was before I made the album, and I was standing on the side of the stage, backstage, and I saw this guy playing a bass, and at the time, he had a bass that had bullhorns coming out the top of the, top of it. And I saw Joe playing, and I was like, holy smokes, so that's the guy I want to have do bass on the album, and so I approached him after the set, and that was the beginning of this whole mess.
Was he on that first album?
Yeah, okay. Joe did all the bass on that record, and James Nash of the Waybacks did all the mandolin and guitar.
Hey, girl, from just coming out of the gate, you had, like, some players there with you from the get-go, and you followed through the same thing with this latest CD. You got, like, a who's who on that one, too.
Yeah, we ended up with the Americana A-team, but it's true. Yeah, I got really fortunate to be able to play with or have some folks record on that record that are astounding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of Mike Marshall and who else is on there? Tony Furtado.
Tony Furtado, and we had Todd Phillips on bass.
Todd, yeah.
And Jerry Douglas on the dobro, and Daryl Engel on fiddle, and, Jim Burr on the organ, Scott Amendola on drums, Chris Webster on some backing vocals. And
one track after the next is like, man.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I don't know if you remember when you were here on Wesley's show, that just as you went out that doorway, I snagged you and twisted your arm, got a copy of your CD.
I do remember that, Dennis.
So,
yep.
That was fun. All right. So tonight you're playing in Davis.
Yep, we will be a three-piece down there in Davis. We'll have Mr. Walter Strauss joining us on guitar. And from there we head over to tomorrow night we'll be over in Weaverville. So we're going to go back to another good mining town and play up there.
At the Mama Llama Coffee House in Weaverville. Cool.
Yep, yep. You got
Mama
it.
Mama Llama, huh?
That's a fun show. It's a fun show. Weaverville's another town I'm sure you know. It's really akin to where we are right now.
Then is that right? Going to have James and Joe both joining you over on Emission City Coffee Roasting Company in Santa Clara on January 19th?
That'll be the 19th, yeah. And we just did a release party, which we had a really great lineup last weekend. We filled up a big theater in vintage theater in Larkspur, and we had James and Joe, and then and on the second set we had Aaron Phillips and Ann Bacon on sax, flute, and harmony, and then Tony Furtado on banjo. So we had a big old band this last weekend. It was really fun. It was a good celebration of putting out this record.
And you got someone else going to be Gunslinger playing tonight, right? Couldn't make it here, guitar player.
Yeah, that's Walter Strauss. Yeah. He will be in the mix this weekend.
All right.
Work, work, work.
Yeah. Got to do it. Walter and I spent a month in England earlier this year touring. Well, actually, England and Ireland. And we're going back together to tour for this next April, England, Ireland, Scotland. He's a really, really hell of a good guitar player.
All right. We've got time for another song. You got another one lined up for us?
Sure, yeah. I was actually going to play one more from the first record. And the reason for that is that these songs are coming out of specifically right out of this area. I'd be happy to play one from the new album as well. How many songs do we have time for today, Dennis?
I think we've got time for one more here in the studio. And I've got one. We can do one off your CD if you'd like.
Okay.
Or we can do two here and maybe fit this in.
I vote for two here and one more CD and then three. No, just.
thanks, sir. Oh, I'll see Horseback. Okay.
Horseback is one I played already.
Oh, you did play
that?
Got it. I'm getting it all together.
It was good. I wouldn't mind hearing it again, but.
Thank you. There we are. One, two, three. Two, two, three. Right outside of my cabin door, where the breeze is soft and clean. Just outside of my cabin door, there's the whole world to be seen. Through my window, the black bees buzz, the house floats through the air. As it scurries on my steps, oh, he knows I'm dreaming here, here, here. Knock on my cabin door, my friends come see me here. We sit in the back porch sun, drink tea and sometimes beer. While away the afternoon, sitting barefoot here in the rain. While the birds sing to the moon and the river takes the shame, ah, shame. Shame, shame, oh, shame, ah, shame, shame, oh. Thank you.
know, come captain door, and I should not be in. Come on inside and cool your heels. Watch the houses here in the wind. I'll be sure to meet you there. I'll be sure to come and play. Singing songs to the oaks and the pines and to all the sweet fairy. I pray.
That was great.
Cabin Door from that new CD.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Cabin Door from that new CD of hers.
All right. There you go. We got time for another one. Can you do that?
Got it.
I just want to make sure, Joe, I get out of you. You were talking about some real cool gig coming up with the Waybacks. Give them a little bit more on three there.
A little more on three.
Waybacks, huh? Yes, indeed. We are doing a benefit. We're going to be performing at the Warfield Theater, downtown San Francisco, December 15th. It's a Rex Foundation benefit. Rex Foundation is the nonprofit charitable organization which was started by the Grateful Dead way back in the day. It helped them channel some of their immense earnings into the hands and homes of the needy along the way. And they're still continuing to do good work, the Rex Foundation, they are. And we're doing a benefit along with Bob Weir and Rat Dog and Little Feet and the Waybacks all at the Warfield on December 15th.
Oh, sweet.
That's going to be a heck of a party.
And I also gave you a heads up of, you didn't know about it, at least it's being billed at the Merlefest coming up this next year with you guys having John Cowan and Sally Van Meter joining you.
That's going to be fun.
I got more surprises I'll let you know about
later.
Yeah,
well, anything else that I'm supposed to be doing that I don't know about, please. I'll give you my cell phone number. All the advanced work you can do for me, I would appreciate it. No, we played, we had John Cowan join us for our encore at the Hillside stage at Merlefest last year. He got up and completely unrehearsed sang the Creedence Chestnut Fortunate Son with us. Mm-hmm. And he just sang the living crap out of it. It was astounding. He'd never done it before. We'd never played it before with him. And it was amazing. He's been a good friend of ours since we first headed out on the road around 2001. And it's always a good time when Cowan's on stage. And Sally Van Meter, it's going to be... I'm not exactly sure how that pairing came together. I think that might have been the Merlefest machine coming up with another magical combination for us, but it sounds like it's going to work out mighty fine.
But tonight, of course, is the big news. We got going on tonight at Bill Wagman's House Concert Series down in Davis with Corinne West going to be playing down there. I'm going to give that phone number one more time. If you want to get in on that, 530-753-3472.
All right. We do have time for another song.
Got it.
This is the lovely Corinne West, by the way, in case we haven't told you recently. And Joe Kyle Jr. with her playing the bass. That bass projects pretty well, by the way. We almost don't need a microphone for that.
It's a screamer, yeah. It's made in the USA.
Where things scream.
All right.
How about this? How about we play Lost and Found, Joe?
Okay.
Play it play easy and give it a kick on the chorus. Right. 1, 2, 3. I met you in the spring when there were poppies on the ground. Lay beneath that fig tree with the wind the only sound. You put your arm around me, slowly I unwound. I must have been there, I lost my ground. Walk beneath the city lights, never asking why. Waltz along the seashore while the
break in half. I thought you'd be my fella, sparkle in my eye, led astray. You passed me by. And boy, was I mistaken. Gravity forsaken. A mirage in the desert. A river that is aching. Dead house on a hillside. A pile of bones that won't stop breaking. You picked me up to let me down. I put on my red shoes and I did up my gown. Waited in that big chair for you to come around. On the steps outside my door, I never heard a sound. You just weren't there. My heart had drowned. Boy, was I mistaken. Gravity forsaken. A mirage in the desert. A river that is aching. That house on a hillside. A pile of bones that won't stop breaking. You picked me up to let me down. The rain came pouring down. I walked into that river. I let you flow right on down. I washed you away. I came around. I'm no longer mistaken. Now it's my neck I was breaking. I needed to see clearly a road I won't be taking. Water on the desert, an awful habit. I have shaken. Thanks. Anyway, lost and found, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Wesley? Isn't that great stuff?
I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I guess you are.
Thanks for coming back out here, you guys.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it very much.
Once again, that was Corinne West and Joel Kyle Jr., and they'll be playing at Bill Wagman's house concert tonight?
Yeah.
That's right. You have a website, Shirley.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
You bet. It's CorinneWest.com, and it's CorinneWest.com.
All right. And the phone number once again tonight for the...
is in 530-753-3472. And again, you're going to have your guitar player with you tonight, so it'll be a trio.
Yes.
I think it's going to be real good.
It should be really fun. We'll get a chance to meet Bill. We've been in contact for a while, and we haven't been able to shake each other's hands, so we'll be able to meet up with him and his fine folks over there. It'll be a good time.
We do have time to play one track off of your CD on the way out. You have a choice of tracks you'd like for us to play, or
well, why don't we barn burn a little here and play the title cut? It's called Second Sight.
Second Sight. That's the name of the CD, and I'm sure they can find a way to procure this if they chose to.
You bet.
You can tell them where to do that, I suppose.
If you check out go to CorinneWest.com and just check out the website and click the music link. There's a couple options and where to find the CD.
All right,
or so probably have some probably at the show tonight or at Mama Llama in Coffee House in Weaverville,
you
huh?
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, folks. Thanks again for coming in. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
A
so
whole
much.
Bunch. All righty. And here we go, folks, with the title cut from her latest CD, Second Sight, and here it is.
Cold and sand, dust and cold. would hold you tight. And you know why I lose it. And darling, I know why you're quiet. Love has turned to ether. Rock into a chair. Right behind the silence, we are no longer there. No longer there. No longer there. Given me sense.